You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we're ready to bring you this exclusive Calexico performance. They came into the studio a couple weeks back. It was a really great night. It was actually the night that the Wildcats were playing in the Sweet 16 against Xavier. So as everyone was getting set up, we were all huddled in the green room watching the end of that game on my laptop. Very excited about the outcome, excited about the new record. It was the first time that they'd played through most of these songs as a band in a performance setting. You know, it's something you don't think about that often for bands as they're recording albums and then playing the songs out. You know, if for a band like Calexico that likes to write in the studio before road testing the stuff, a lot of these songs really were being played and tested out for the new tour for the first time here on in Studio 2A. And, you know, Calexico has members from all around the world, so it's not that often that they're all in the same place at the same time when they're not on tour. So really a cool, unique opportunity to capture them in the studio here. We're so grateful for their support of KXEI over the years. Joey Burns is the chair of our capital campaign committee, along with his wife, Nova. And we're just so grateful for all that they've done for Tucson and for this station. So with great pleasure, we bring you from Studio 2A an exclusive performance by Calexico.
trapped inside with the sweetest tune you sit beside to sing.
No heart. smooth knuckles and feet around, and that's why you didn't really get out your brazier with me. He smiled, a future's promise to you.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Calexico. Thanks again for coming down tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So not everybody has a mic, so Joey, why don't you first introduce the band, let us know who's here tonight,
and sure.
Maybe where they are joining us from as well and what they're doing.
Yeah, you got it. And thanks for having us here, Matt. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to hang out again.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you back.
Yeah, it's really fun hanging out here. And thanks to Duncan Hudson helping us out with the sound tonight. It sounds great. On the drums from El Paso, Texas, John Convertino. And John's been here a couple times before. On the bass from Tucson, Ryan Alfred. Sounded good, Ryan. How you doing tonight, Ryan? Awesome. Doesn't have a microphone right now. But from Berlin, Germany, on the trumpet and the keyboards and accordion and a lot of other things. Martin Venk is very happy to be back in Tucson. And from Tucson, Arizona, Jacob Valenzuela on the trumpet and keyboards and vocals and percussion. On the keyboards as well and the vihuela and percussion, Sergio Mendoza. And the sampler, too, sorry. And Jairo Zavala on the lap steel and the electric guitar from Madrid, Spain.
Buenas noches.
A full house tonight.
Yeah. A very quiet house right now.
Yeah, right, yeah. So we are actually recording this a couple weeks in advance, but through the magic of radio, we're coming to you sort of live the night before the new album comes out. So by the time this airs, you'll be off in distant lands getting ready to kick off the European leg of the tour. But what can you tell us about the new album?
Well, it's got a lot of variety on it, I would say. There's a lot of different styles of songs, and much so, I would say, than the last record that we did, which is called Algiers. And so Edge of the Sun began in Tucson, trying to carve at, you know, some song ideas, and then eventually, through the idea of Sergio here, he suggested going to his friend's place in Coyoacan, just south of Mexico City, to do a bunch of songwriting, which really was a pivotal point for me personally, just to get to go down there and in Woodshed and and also kind of soak up the vibe and just get the chance to focus with both John and Sergio, you know, 24 hours a day on music or We're just kind of exploring the city. Mm-hmm. And other than that, the songs, there's one instrumental on the record, which we played at the beginning of the set.
Right.
It's called Koyakan. How about that? But there's a lot of variety, and there's a lot of songs that we recorded. That I think we had about 20 or so songs, and so it was kind of difficult choosing 11.
Yeah.
11 or so to put on the record.
Now, obviously, over the course of your career, different styles of Mexican and Latin music have influenced your sound. But was this the first time that you'd actually endeavored to spend time writing in Mexico?
Yeah, it sure is, yeah. We'd only been to Mexico City once before, and that was for a music festival in either 2011 or 10. 2010 at a festival called Viva Latino. Mm. And that was a lot of fun as well. I mean, it was beautiful to get to go to the, you know, the pyramids of the sun and and moon, and also just kind of get a small glimpse into the city.
Yeah.
Because it's, of course, it's massive. And that's one of the appealing things about this place, is that it is so massive and urban, and it has such a variety of people and things going on all the time.
Yeah. So, Sergio, it was your first suggestion to head down there?
That's right. We were touring in Europe, and Joey asked, what do you think we should do for the next record? And I'm sure he asked a bunch of other people the same question. But I said, let's go down to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And maybe like 5 months later, he called me up, and he's like, what do you think we go to Mexico? I'm like, all right, let's do it. So I think it was a good idea.
Now, at the outset, when you decided to head down there, did you have a sense of how that would shape and influence what this record turned into, or were you going into that process with a blank slate?
Oh, hell no. I mean, we didn't. It's so hard to... It's hard coming up with the songs, you know, and it's... I had some ideas in mind, what I was hoping we'd come away with. I'm a fan of this band called Kinky, and we play at a festival. Actually, it's called Pukkelpop. It's in Belgium. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that before we did the session. But
that's right.
I saw their set there, and it was amazing. And it was really inspiring, and a lot of electronics, lots of you know, intense energy, really great songs. And so there is one song that kind of captures some of that, or us trying to capture some of that energy. Mm-hmm. And that's a song called Cumbia de Donde, which we'll play later on. But... you know, while we were down there, there was songs that just were coming through, and in that process of songwriting, you don't try to stop or inhibit the process; just let it flow. And
right.
So there were songs that came out that I wasn't expecting to write. It sounded like something I would write in Tucson or maybe in Nashville or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "What is this doing?" You know,
yeah.
A song like When the Angels Played. But so yeah, it's a. You know, it's about letting go and letting everything just kind of flow.
Mm-hmm. And you've always been a band that I think has been marked by very successful collaborations, both within Calexico and then also with some of these players supporting other musicians on their projects as well. But I think that this record seems like it maybe breaks your record for collaboration,
yeah.
Certainly high-profile ones. So at what stage in this process did some of those folks start to come on board?
Well, it started with this last song we performed, which is called Bullets and Rocks. I immediately kind of, you know, heard a Sam Beam-type vocal, mm-hmm. you know, helping sing on this song, and I thought, well, I'll just reach out to him and see what he says. And he was really quick and positive, so that kind of got things going on that front. Also in the back of my mind, our European label, Christoph Ellinghaus, who's the president of City Slang Records, had always said, hey, why don't you guys try doing a record with a bunch of, you know, guest artists? And so I guess somewhere I was thinking, hey, you know, maybe this record might, you know, have some of that mm-hmm. influence. I wasn't expecting it to be on every song.
Right.
And then at some point, Sergio and I were just kind of, you know, throwing ideas back and forth, especially in trying to, you know, approach some friends or friends of friends from Mexico to sit in on this record. So people like Carla Morrison and then from Guatemala by way of Los Angeles, Gabby Moreno is also on this record. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of helps to, you know, bridge some of that connection that we had and experience down in Mexico City.
Yeah. So we've got plenty more music tonight.
Sure.
We'll go back into our next set here. But a reminder that when you're listening to this, tomorrow the new Calexico record will be available everywhere. So you can keep tuned for that. But thanks so much for listening to Locals Only here, 91.3 KXEI Tucson. We're live with Calexico. Here's their next set.
All right, so this next song is called When the Angels Played, and this is a co-write with Pieta Brown and myself, and this was recorded down in Mexico City. One, two, one, two, three, four.
You were looking for silver, looking for gold. You never did feel the wind turning cold. You always said you didn't need that much anymore. You were carrying the weight of the world, running around with all that pain. So you never did feel my hand in the rain. You were dreaming deep down in the night, dreaming all of your days. So you never did wake when the angels played. There was fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, and the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did weep when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Well, storm in December, storm in July. Stand in the dome and you say goodbye. Well, you never did weep when the angels played. Tunnel, fire in the wash, in the ringing of the bells. Well, you never did wake when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Well, storm in December, storm in July. Standing in the door when you say goodbye. Well, you never did weep when the angels laid. A storm in December, storm in July. Stand in the door when you say goodbye. Well, you never did weep when the angels laid. Yeah, well, you never did weep when the angels
Alright, this next song is called Moon Never Rises. One, two, three, four. This next song is called Cumbia de Donde.
Tierras que nunca he visto, son mil canciones que no he cantado, toda la ruta desierto azul me lleva a ti o a la nada.
Estaba en Sonora, en Oaxaca, double in Tijuana, en San Diego, en México. Juarez, El Paso, I'm on my way.
Yo me voy a esta tierra linda que está más allá, donde hay una sonrisa, a bailar la cumbia.
Candela, candela,
bailar la cumbia,
que quema, que quema.
A bailar la cumbia,
cantando.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Calexico. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure, and we're all in town. It's amazing that we're all here.
Yeah, it took a little bit of a scheduling miracle to pull it off, but I'm very glad that everyone was able to make the time for it. Thanks so much.
And so are we.
And thanks again to Duncan Hudson and to Walter as well for helping out with the engineering tonight. A lot of work to put this together, and it sounds great. So thanks, guys. So you're just about to head off to Europe. You're going to start off the tour for the new album over in Europe. But I know that not too long ago you were over doing a press junket over there. And one of the things that we were talking about before you started playing was the relationships that you've built up over the years with the European press. And obviously you've done very well in Europe over the years. But I'm curious, when you're doing a couple of weeks on the road with the European press, and now as you're starting to gear up probably with some American press as well, have you experienced or noticed that the European press approaches your music or approaches the relationship with you any differently than your relationship with the American press?
I think that it's kind of similar in some ways. The seasoned, you know, veterans are always kind of going deeper for the most part.
Sure.
And sometimes it's really philosophical, which is kind of nice. Like we were talking about earlier, this journalist in Belgium, you know, he didn't want to go to the rock club to do the interviews, and it was the first interview of the day. He wanted to go to an old cafe, which kind of immediately kind of sets the mood and puts us at ease. And then there's other times when journalists just want to talk, and then you just listen, and that's cool too, because you can learn a lot. And that's the way I look at it, is that it's a learning process, and I enjoy all aspects of what we do. And I think that as far as your question, I think just in general, you know, culture over there and the appreciation for arts is just, it just means something different, and it's right. Felt differently. And maybe Martin has a take on this. I don't know. I mean, not really. He says no. He's dreaming about. But you know, I don't have the answer. But and it changes all the time too. But,
sure.
You know, when you see people pull out pencils and paper and are writing in shorthand, it's kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to pulling out the iPhone and hitting record, yeah, and then figuring it out later.
And most people do that over there as well, but sure. There is a tendency for that kind of aesthetic or craft, if you will, of journalism. And I don't know. I think they look at things differently too because they are overseas, and maybe they're able to kind of have a different look at what's going on in the United States or North America.
Right. So, as you embark on this tour and start to play these songs out there live, which is obviously a little bit of a different beast than when you're in the studio, are you approaching these songs, this set from this record in a live setting, any differently than you've approached previous albums, you know, for when you were taking Algiers on the road, for instance?
I don't think so. Do you guys think we're taking a different approach? I think I think it's kind of the same, and we're just trying to find our legs with it, and also just kind of, you know, take what's on the record and adapt it to a live experience. And I'm looking forward to playing these songs on a stage and hearing, you know, the full frequencies of the instruments and the voices. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially, you know, playing in some of the venues that we get to play in, you know, wherever. I mean, they're just it's a joy to get to play with a PA system.
Right.
It's awesome.
Are any of the songs that ended up on the album songs that were road tested in the past, so to speak, before you went in to start writing and recording, or are all of these songs going to be new to the road on this tour?
There's one song that we played called Bullets and Rocks that we did play a couple times in Europe in the summer, and it was helpful just to get an idea of the arrangement towards the ending, so we went back to the studio and made the ending a little bit longer.
Right.
And, you know, kind of focused and highlighted Martin Vank's dub trumpet solo, which was a lot of fun. And But for the most part, these songs are going to be kind of, you know, are going to be unleashed for the first time.
Excellent. Well, Edge of the Sun's the new record, comes out tomorrow. Once you're done with Europe, you've got some plans for American dates in the future as well, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a bunch. It's never ending.
Yeah. All right. So Casa de Calexico is the best way to find the tour dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys also have been pretty active on social media with the record coming out. So anywhere that folks should follow you there to keep track of things?
Sure. There are several. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What else is there?
There's not a Calexico Tinder profile yet?
Not yet. Not that I know of.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not really into all that, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well, in any event, we're so grateful for you making the time to come down to KXEI. Always a pleasure to have you here. It's a pleasure to have everybody in Tucson, and we wish you all the best as you head overseas.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Tucson. We love you guys.
So we've got a couple more songs here from Calexico before we wrap things up here on Locals Only. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. But first, two more songs here from Calexico Live in Studio 2A.
Great. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. This next song is written and recorded here in Tucson, Arizona. And it's written by both Jacob Valenzuela and Salvador Duran. And it's called Esperanza.
Otra vez en la fresca mañana, viviendo las sombras, las que me dieron fuerza al andar, me abrigan y se van, debo hacer cuando pueda llegar a un nuevo encuentro, un claro amanecer de sol. Promesas que se van, mis sueños que me hacen sentir. Sigo vivo y nada detendrá mi andar, nada detendrá, no pararé. Son historias que siempre escuché cuando estaba creciendo, pero absurdo acusé suponer. Era solo el Edén de leyes y fe.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and it's a pleasure to be here on KXEI. We love KXEI, and I listen to it a lot at home, so it's nice to be here on a Monday night in Tucson on Locals Only with Matt Milner. And this next song is called Follow the River, and I'd like to dedicate it to my wife, Nova, and my girls, Twyla and Genevieve, whose birthday it will be tomorrow. All right, Martin.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXEI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name's Matt Milner, and that was Calexico in Studio 2A. Thanks again to those guys for coming down, recording a great set. Thanks especially to Duncan Hudson and to Walter as well for putting in a tremendous amount of work when we recorded that. I think that the results are really outstanding, and it's thanks to their efforts and to the efforts of Calexico as well. So in any event, Edge of the Sun comes out tomorrow, available throughout the U.S. European tour kicks off tomorrow as well. We've got time to bring you a couple more here on Locals Only before we sign off for the night. I figured I'd bring you a track by one of the members of Calexico, Ryan Alfred. He plays bass in the band we're about to hear, which is called Rising Sun Daughter, which features some of the members of Run Boy Run, most notably Grace Rowland on the lead vocals here. And then we'll wrap things up with the new Sunbones 7-inch as part of the West Foot Forward series on Baby Gas Mask Records. The release is for on Friday, rather, April 17th, for that new record. The Hub is up next with Bob Girth. Stay tuned in to KXEI. Here's Rising Sun Daughter.
your sister's car. Thought about this every day, but I still don't know if this is too far. We've taken FIC, slide a little closer, touch my hand. What will we gain and what will we lose? Never going back. Backseat bed. Never going back.